This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Walt Disney Company reported earnings a couple of days ago. Did quite fine, thank you very much. Net income up about 10%. A bit more than a half a billion dollars worth of Disney's profits came from its parks and resorts, the digital modernization of which is the subject of a new article in Fast Company magazine. It's titled "The Messy Business of Reinventing Happiness," and it's about a Disney plan called My Magic Plus. Austin Carr has the byline. Austin, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
A definition of terms, I think, is probably in order here. My Magic Plus. What is this whole thing?
My Magic Plus is basically this massive project that Disney undertook for the last 6 or 7 years to remake its entire Walt Disney World park with a digital and technological layer. And basically what that means is they added what's called a magic band to get around the park. That's this electronic wristband that allows you to essentially interact with everything at Walt Disney World, whether that's entering the park, paying for goods at restaurants, unlocking your hotel room. It's essentially this virtual key to the Magic Kingdom. And My Magic Plus is sort of the infrastructure that they put in place to allow these digital interactions.
The thing that is interesting to me about this story is that it's a legacy company, among the oldest of the old line entertainment companies in this country, being dragged, as you lay out in this article, almost kicking and screaming into the digital age.
Right, right. And I think the issue is that it's not just a company filled with legacy, but it's a company filled with tradition. I mean, this is sort of a blueprint that Walt Disney himself laid out. And you can imagine, I'm not sure if you're a big fan of Disney and Walt Disney World and Disneyland.
I've got kids. I've been to Disneyland. I mean,
Exactly. And so you know sort of the emotions that go into creating an experience that kids not only love, but adults look back fondly on as well. And so it's not only trying to preserve that traditional experience, but also making sure it lasts for the next century.
The board decides to spend $1 billion on this. They don't necessarily have buy-in from other parts of the company, specifically one group, which is basically the custodian of the memories of Walt Disney, if you will. Right, the Imagineers.
Right. The Walt Disney Imagineers, I mean, these are the guys that Walt tasked with essentially being the creative minds behind the in-park guest experience. The Imagineers wholeheartedly believe that these children and even adults are going to get swept away in their imaginations and really become a part of the movies that they're used to seeing on screen. So having a iPhone or having a magic band, this sort of electronic wristband that might disrupt the experience is just sort of a no-go for them. I mean, that's what they were sort of hesitant about doing. And the Imagineers, at least based on my reporting, were one of the groups that had differences of opinion, shall we say, in how to deliver this thing.
The parks are, and you say this in the piece, it all becomes sort of a virtuous circle of brand consumption, right? If the parks work, then the movies work. If the movies work, then the characters work. If the characters work, then the parks work. And it all feeds off itself, which is why this thing was so critical.
Right. You know, if you go to the park, you see this ride and it's related to Dumbo. I mean, that's a movie that's decades old, and yet they're still deriving benefit from it within the park. And that's because kids are still buying the DVD, which is not cheap, mind you. And so that's the type of revenue and revenue regeneration that the company can rely on. And they want to keep that park as sort of that core virtuous cycle of this sort of, you know, brand affinity and brand love.
You strapped one of these things on and you used it. What was the experience like for you?
Yeah, I do really love it. You know, obviously, I know the Apple Watch just came out, and having used this sort of magic band, the sort of killer app for me, if you will, is payments. I mean, just having to leave my hotel room without worrying if I have my wallet, without worrying if I have my cell phone, and being able to buy, a cup of coffee at Starbucks in Disney World is pretty awesome.
Austin Carr is a senior writer at Fast Company. His piece about Disney and the Magic Band is called "The Messy Business of Reinventing Happiness." Austin, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.